Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Oh, when you hear that jingle, it makes you tingle. Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get in on the action right now. We're not just betting on golf this weekend. We're also going yard on NCAA. March Madness. Jesus Christ, how bad is Virginia?
I told you.
I know you did.
Monday morning recap, I'm like, there's no reason for them to be in the tournament.
I know you did.
They're gross. They're awful. They can't shoot.
I got tagged in a bunch of tweets last night.
The
easiest of Facebook posts.
$200 I made last night. Yeah. Colorado State.
Yeah.
Minus three.
So I had Wagner plus three, and that was great. Won that one. And then and I had Virginia only because their style of play is so gross. The teams usually just give up, and they're like, all right, I can't do this 14-pass bullshit before a shot, and then they get frustrated, and then it's like a 48-42 game. Now, in my defense, it was a 42 game. It was just from Virginia.
They just don't have the dudes, right? Like, that national championship team had NBA talent. You had Ty Jerome. You had DeAndre Hunter. You had Kyle Guy. We had a cup of coffee in the league, you know?
Sure, sure. This Virginia team is awful. Coach afterwards said we're going to have to change the system there.
Tony Bennett. Hopefully, maybe. We'll see. He's a smart dude. He's a good coach. He'll figure it out.
We'll find out. You know, they got one natty out of it, and that's all you really need, I guess, at Virginia.
I mean, if you think about it, nobody since 2000 has won a national championship in the West Coast.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Ohio
since 97.
Ohio
really.
State hasn't won since 1960.
It's a select few. UConn's won a lot more than you thought. Duke's won. North Carolina's won. It's been like the same 12 teams.
It really has for years and years. But either way, it's a blast to bet on, and you really don't know what's going to happen. Wagner last night. Man, that was fun. I enjoyed that one. All right, switching over to golf. This was not fun last week. Oh, both you and I, our dudes, were T2. One shot from winning there, and we got Scheffler'd.
Well, to be fair, I had a 5-stroke lead on Saturday.
You did. You
so did. That was a little bit more painful.
Yeah.
I knew Xander was going to Xander.
I did, too.
He's going to soft serve you.
I did, too, which is why I took your pick. I said that on last week's show, that I was going to take Wyndham Clark. But, and to have two of them just sitting there in front of my face and beef it on the final day, my God, how do you do it? Watching, because I was on a plane on Saturday, so I watched the entire third round, and then I was, and that was from Los Angeles, so it was like a fucking, you know, close to a 4-hour flight. And then on Sunday, because I had so much money in, you know, invested in this goddamn thing, I ended up watching the entire round. I felt like shit all day. It felt like drinking battery acid watching that.
Yeah, I'm a masochist.
You really are. Mm-hmm. Like, it's sick. Like, I don't know that I can watch full rounds like that ever again with my people on the line.
But the high is so high.
It really is.
When it hits, there's no other feeling like it.
The only thing that I hit last week was a top five on Wyndham Clark. Paid off at 4.5 to 1, so I got 450 out of that. Placed $100 on it. How did you end up?
I think I went over.
Really?
Yeah.
The entire thing, huh?
Yeah. I think I whiffed. Whiffed big.
With Scottie Scheffler playing like this, how do you beat that guy?
You don't. I mean, I already put $200 on him to win the Masters at 6-1 on Sunday before he even won the Players Championship.
No shit.
It then went down to, I think, 4-1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I said before the year,
won't be an official pick for the Masters, but I'll have money on him.
Of course.
Yeah.
And for me personally, I went Jon Rahm, and I think that's the only guy with enough hatred in his heart to do this. Other than that, I just don't see any of these guys popping off the page anymore. I want to ask you this, because, you know, watching these full rounds and getting to know, really getting to know all these fucking players here. Jordan Spieth looks like he's 110 pounds now. What happened to him? He was kind of a muscular dude for a while, and
he was never muscular. What?
He looked pretty big.
He never looked big.
He looked nice.
He's always been like 6 foot, like 165 pounds.
Him and his buddy look like they're on Ozempic.
Justin Thomas?
Yes.
No.
Justin Thomas is thin too.
Justin Thomas just started eating meat again.
Come on.
He went vegan for a little bit.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, did Jordan Spieth go vegan too?
He went like gluten-free or some random bullshit. I don't know. But they're back to their normal diets. They're eating like guys again.
He looks thin. Jordan Spieth looks thin, and I don't know that he'll win anytime soon. He's got to go back to just being a real dude. He's got to go back to being a Kapka.
No, he is a product of his own success, right? Like, we had these lofty expectations because he won early in his career. You know, he's supposed to be like the golden child, the golden boy. Truth is, golf's just loaded with talent, and he's an anomaly for those first couple years where he won three majors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, he's probably not going to win another. If he wins one more major, that would be like a crazy good career. He'd win four majors total.
Sure. I agree. He'll be in the Hall of Fame. I'm just saying, I think these guys got too thin, the two of them. And they're not winning.
They aren't thin, though. They're the same size they've always been.
No. I watched the fucking Full Swing, dude. They look tiny. Tiny little
men.
They
are tiny men. They've always been tiny men.
Gross. Justin Thomas was a chubbier dude.
Yeah, he got like he was skinny fat. Then he got on this diet, got in shape, and now he's
not playing well.
Chubby again.
Yeah, you got to go John Daly with this shit. That's what I'm saying. Just live your life, dude. How many majors has John Daly won?
Two.
Yeah.
So Spieth already surpassed him.
And then what happened? He never won again because he got skinny.
He wins like once a year, but it's usually like the Valspar.
No, dude. Which we're in this week. We're in the Valspar Championship. Jordan Spieth is actually the fourth favorite there. And his skinny little buddy, Justin Thomas, is the third favorite in this goddamn thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not picking either of them.
No.
Who you got this week?
I didn't even want to pick anyone in the top, like, 10. I was thinking about going way off the board for the entire, you know, for all my picks.
Well, let me ask you why here. I have a guess. Is it because you're coming off of this Players' Championship with everybody calls the fifth major?
Yeah, why would you take Xander right now, who just, you know, just gave away the Players' Championship?
I agree. Like, he's favorite right now. It's 6.5 to 1.
You think he's going to show up this week? Probably not.
Fuck no, dude. I don't even know if he'll make the cut.
He will. He'll make the cut.
Well, I mean, just because he'll want to chill out for the Masters, like, what the fuck is the Valspar going to do for him?
It's a hard course, too.
Yeah.
We're in Tampa, the Copperhead course.
Give it up, dude. Just give up and prepare yourself for the Masters after that fucking meltdown last week.
I decided against going. I was going to take all 80-1 favor, or 80-1 and above to win.
Really?
But I thought against it.
Okay.
I took a guy. I took a big dog for the tournament.
All right.
Just one.
All right.
And then the rest are 80 or above.
Okay. Who you got?
So we're going Sung Jae-im at 25-1.
God, he never fucking wins. Fuck this guy.
He does win. He wins a tournament like this every year.
No. It's usually some fucking Asian tournament he wins.
He never wins Asian tournaments.
I'm not
betting on
this
guy
anymore.
He wins something like the Valspar.
He's a loser.
I didn't want to take Sam Burns, even though he's won here twice. And he will surely top five, most likely.
He's the second favorite right now on the board.
There's no juice there.
Yeah.
So we'll go Sung Jae-im, 25-1, 100 bucks there.
Okay.
Then we're going with a Florida boy, a guy that's kind of been playing well, Sam Ryder, 85-1, 100 bucks there, wins 8,500 bucks. And then a guy that got left out, or maybe not left out, but he's kind of been off the radar, but has been playing really good golf, 100-1, great odds there, 50 bucks on Andrew Novak.
All right.
Then we're going top 10s on Matt McNealy, 50 bucks.
He was top 10 last week, right?
Plus 500. I think he fell off.
Did he?
Maybe fell outside, but he was playing good golf. Matthew Naismith starting to heat up. Plus 950 for a top 10. 100 bucks there. Then we're going top 20s. Joel Damon. He's on a bit of a heater.
Yeah.
He's starting to play some good golf.
Did he get a sports psychologist? At the end of Full Swing, I just watched the new season. They alluded to the fact that he would see somebody. Is that why he's playing so well this year?
Okay, so I heard Joel Damon on a podcast the other day where he was talking about when they filmed that, he was in a bad spot, but like now people ask, hey, are you good? And he's like, yeah, that was like a year and a half ago. I'm fine.
It was, yeah.
It is. I got my shit together. We're good. So he's starting to turn it around. He's playing good golf. Heated up Sunday at the Players. I think he continues that momentum. Plus 350 for a top 20. I'll take that all day. $100. KH Lee, plus 500. $100 there. Joseph Bramlett, plus 600. $100 there. Zach Blair, plus 600. $100 there. Davis Riley, finished second here a couple years ago.
Okay.
Top 20, plus 650. Yeah, all day. $100.
All right.
Then my guy Scott Stallings plus 700 for a top 20.
I love that one.
$100.
I love that one. I think I'll follow you on Scott Stallings there. 7-1's juicy. I like that. I haven't heard much of Davis Riley lately.
He's been bad.
Yeah, it hasn't been good.
You know, good course history here.
Yeah.
Same with Scott Stallings. They've both been pretty ass this whole year.
Look, I'm not going with any of the favorites or anybody that was in contention last week here. I can't believe I'm going to do this to myself, but I am going to do this to myself. I bet this guy for about a year and a half, and he never won for me. Lost a lot of money. I swore him off, and I said he was dead to me.
Cam Young?
Yep. And I said I would never bet him again, and here I am. I'm going to bet Cam Young at 25-1.
He can't putt.
I know, dude.
He misses everything inside 5 feet. It's awful.
You see him on the leaderboard every fucking tournament, and then he falls off. And I'm doing this to myself. I'm lighting $100 on fire, I'm throwing it out the window.
I do this week in and week out with Cam Young too. And you're God, like, oh man, he stuck it to 7 feet. He's got a birdie putter, an eagle putt. Always misses it.
Always misses. Next up, I'm going Nick Taylor at 35-1. He's been playing great this year, man.
Already won.
Yeah. So, you know, he's been fucking hot. One of the hottest players on tour, actually. And last but not least, I'm going Keegan Bradley at 35-1
gross.
Here. It is gross.
I'll never bet Keegan Bradley again.
This is a fucking gross tournament, dude.
But you should bet on people you like.
I want to win. I want to win money at the end of the day. There's only one that...
You're going to feel like such an asshole when he misses the cut, and you're like, fuck, I bet on Keegan Bradley.
Part of me looked at Brian Harman this week because he played well. I think you took him, final round last week on a live bet?
Yeah, I took him live just to maybe have a hedge.
He was close.
Just because Scotty's neck was all fucked up, I didn't think he could shoot 8-under, which he did.
Yeah. But here's how much I hate Brian Harman that I just couldn't do it. I couldn't pull the trigger this week. I just don't like him.
Is it because of his pre-shot routine?
That
he stands over the ball for about a minute and a half.
God, dude, that and the
just fidgety.
He's a little tiny man, and when he takes off his hat, he's bald, and he's got the worst sunburn of all time every single time, and completely white.
You'll probably like him though. He'd be a good fit for the show. Yeah, for Drinking Bros.
Is he funny? What's his sitch?
He's like outdoorsy. He's like a hunter.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like conservative.
All right.
Georgia guy.
Well, I know he went to UGA, which is fine, but he doesn't look like a UGA guy, you know?
If you saw him with hair, he very much did.
Right, but he doesn't have that anymore.
It's gone.
So it's long
but,
gone.
I mean, I appreciate that. A guy who realizes the hair recedes, you got to take it all off.
You got to shave it. I agree.
But he had a good head of hair back in the day.
Well, he's still got a decent Bozo ring outline on his head.
He had that frat swoop, though. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Not anymore. All right, one more time with your picks here, Delco.
So to win, Sungjae Im, 25-1. Sam Ryder, 85-1. Andrew Novak, 100-1. Top 10s on Mav McNealy, Matthew Naismith, and then top 20s on Joel Damon, KH Lee, Joseph Bramlett, Zach Blair, Davis Riley, and Scott Stallings.
And I've got Cam Young to win at 25-1, Nick Taylor at 35-1, and Keegan Bradley at 35-1 this week. All of these odds are on mybookie.com. Shout out to those guys for bringing back top 20s, top 10s, and top 5s. It's the only shit that I've won this year is because of that. And I know we've asked for the last 6 months. Thank you guys for doing it. Also happy to report we did sign on with MyBookie for another entire year, and super grateful to be back again with those guys. I believe they've been with us about 5 years now, and never an issue on our side. It's been a dream relationship, and grateful that it's going to continue for another year. Now, bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Just make sure to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit up to $1,000. Bet on golf. Bet on March Madness. Bet on the women's tournament if you're into that. Why not?
South Carolina go undefeated.
Probably.
Maybe.
Probably. We'll looks like they got the goods, and they're not afraid of LSU. Caitlin Clark can't do it on her own, so I don't think she's going to do it.
She's a fraud anyway. Yeah.
Ratings are going to be high, though, for the women this year.
Until she gets knocked out in the second round.
And I will say this. I think it was ESPN or Fox or whatever. They were talking about where the stars are. You had mentioned this the other day, maybe a couple weeks ago on Monday Morning Recap. Well, they're all women, and it's true. We don't have any stars in men's.
It'll happen in the tournament, though.
It'll happen in the tournament, but right now, going into it, I predict the women's will have really good ratings this year. And some of these games might outdraw the men. No lie. Especially if Caitlin Clark gets on a fucking roll, dude. I'll watch.
I'm just excited to see Zach Edey actually get officiated correctly.
I don't know that's going to happen.
Because no Big Ten refs.
So. Oh, there's no Big Ten refs in the tourney? Thank God.
So, yeah, he's not going to get the calls.
Big Ten refs are the worst. I mean, just the absolute goddamn worst.
Purdue's going to lose in the Sweet 16, probably.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I think they're out of there pretty quickly.
They're not making the Final Four.
No.
It's just not going to happen, guys.
No, sure isn't. Again, go to MyBookie. Bet with us or against us. Drinking Bros doubles that deposit to $1,000. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These our Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.